The New Testament reading today is from Matthew 21. It's verses 23 through 32. It's a little longer than is in the bulletin. When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority do you do these things, and who gave you this authority?" And Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Then why do you not believe him?' If we say human origins, we are afraid of the crowd, for they regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' And he answered, 'I will not.' But he later changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said the same. And he answered, 'I will go, sir.' But he did not. Which of the two did the will of his father?" They said, "The first." And Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God before you. And John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him." The word of God in Scripture, the word of God among us, the word of God within us. A story is told of a missionary who was going to speak about his mission work at a distant church. It's how a mission worker gets funds and gets support and prayer. So he got up before daybreak that Sunday morning, and he drove 300 miles. He got to the church. He preached at two services. He spoke in the afternoon to congregation members. And as he was leaving that evening, the treasurer gave him an envelope, and he quickly tucked it in a pocket. It was very late when he returned home, and he undressed and remembered the envelope, so he went into the bathroom and turned on the light and opened the envelope, and all there was in it was a note. It said, "Thanks a million." Well, he really wanted a check. "Thanks a million" was lovely, but he wanted and needed something behind it. You see, sometimes words are not enough. They can be powerless when something isn't behind them. When words and actions match, it's a powerful thing, and sometimes it's even threatening. What was going on in this Matthew scripture today is this matching of words and actions by Jesus. Now, he has been upsetting the Pharisees and the scribes and the status quo and the way things are supposed to be with his words and action. It started when Jesus rode a donkey into Jerusalem, and people started spontaneously